Using an historic, city-owned bridge in the East End to illustrate, street artist Lionel seeks to highlight the erosion of our cultural heritage and call for action. His latest work, installed Thursday night, saw much of McQuillan's Bridge, found on Stone Road East, wrapped in orange material in an effort to draw attention to the precarious state of a cultural icon and popular pedestrian crossing, a news release from the artist explains. Once a vital link for horse-drawn carriages and farm traffic, the bridge now stands as a silent sentinel, its weathered concrete bearing the scars of indifference and neglect. The artistic endeavor is known as Demolition by Neglect. It's inspired by the works of Christo and Jean Claude and the subversive activism of Banksy, according to the release. Constructed in 1916, the bridge is owned by the City of Guelph and was designated for protection under the Ontario Heritage Act in 2004. What the Act doesn't protect it from is demolition by neglect. This dramatic intervention does not protect the bridge from further decay but rather emphasizes its presence in the landscape, provoking awareness and contemplation of the consequences of the erosion of our cultural heritage, states the release, explaining it serves as a visual manifesto, challenging us to consider the implications of neglecting our built heritage and urging us to reflect on our responsibilities as custodians of history. The bridge is an early example of reinforced concrete bowstring truss construction or tied arch span, built to replace an earlier wooden bridge, explains a post on the city's website. It gets its name due to its proximity to lots cleared and settled by the McQuillan family. Released in December, a report from city staff following the bridge's latest condition assessment identifies its condition as poor. It goes on to state an environmental assessment of the bridge is expected to begin this year, with design work forecasted in the budget to occur in 2026. Environmental assessments are meant to identify existing conditions and potential repair options for consideration. With a capital plan in place for repairs, staff note the bridge will be incorporated in the local trail system. However, until decisions are made regarding potential repairs, the bridge's future remains unclear. The insidious threat of demolition by neglect looms large, exacerbated by budget constraints and shifting municipal priorities, states the release. This existential threat to Guelph's architectural legacy compels us to reevaluate our attitudes toward cultural heritage preservation and collective stewardship.